We don't realize this. We don't require ourselves to know this, but it's a fact. Our emotions reflect our real feelings. Our emotions reflect what's going on inside of us. It does not necessarily reflect what is the outer appearance, what is the outer circumstance, but it's what's going on inside of us. We have a neighbor, and this neighbor has many problems. And this neighbor has a daughter who is needs special attention, and a very loving daughter, I'm sure. And the neighbor gives his daughter very loving special attention. And he has a church that is very important to him, and he has classes in his house, and he has a business where he goes to work every day and comes home with his wages to maintain their lifestyle, and he has many other problems, and all of his problems he likes to take out very vocally, because he feels that life is quite a challenge. And so he looks for problems wherever he can find them, not realizing that it's merely a feeling of frustration within himself with his own life. His emotions are reflecting his real feelings. His emotions are reflecting the feeling of frustration, the feeling of inability to cope with circumstances, the inability of his church to be an efficient, effective church. Herb, why would you say the inability of his church to be an efficient, effective church? Well, I imagine his church believes in healing, and he has undoubtedly spoken the words of healing for his daughter for these many years. She's a teenager now. And in his mind, perhaps, nothing has taken place. And so he feels that frustration of prayer that is incomplete. And so then when we move in next door, and we're a healing organization, and he feels that there's no other healing organization but his own, because it's his own church, he feels frustrated. He wants to ask us to treat for his daughter, which I do every day, but he doesn't have the courage to ask it, because he thinks it'd be going contrary to his church. Now, anytime a church makes us feel that reaching out to the divine or whatever it is contrary to what we teach, it's probably an incorrect church, inadequate church. Because Jesus had these words to say when the disciples came to tell him that there was a man who was going around teaching the same thing that he was. And Jesus said, if he's not against us, he's for us. You know, do not be concerned about people who are teaching the same thing we're doing and promoting the same Heavenly Father within that we are promoting, and being aware of all the beauty and of life that we are promoting. Never be frustrated on that. And never be frustrated, period. But our emotions reflect our real feelings. And so I imagine that our neighbor's real feelings are deep feelings of love, deep feelings of frustration, deep feelings of joy, and deep feelings of fear. We always fear that which we feel we cannot control. And if we realize that we are in charge of our emotions by one little act, by what our real feelings are, if our real feelings are ones of love, peace, harmony, joy, goodness, then our life is one of peace, joy, harmony, and goodness. The Bible tells us, if you were to throw me into the pits of hell, into the lowest of low levels that man can conceive of. The Bible tells us God is there. God is everywhere. God is at the highest and at the lowest. God is the all. And so if we find ourselves in the lowest level, or in any level, which is tough, know that the divine is there, for we are there. Wherever we are, God is. And so, for our neighbor now, we recognize that he is at peace, and all is in divine order. We don't say what is right for his daughter. We don't say that she should suffer these experiences or not, because all of those experiences are our choices. But we do say that all is in divine order, because that we can conceive. We do say that he is at peace, because that we can say. We say his daughter is at peace, and his wife is at peace, and his home is at peace. We wrap his house in our pure white light of love, and we feel nothing but joy and peace whenever we think of him. For surely his name, David was in the lion's den, and the lions did not destroy him because he believed. And so we have this wonderful man who is our namesake, David, who is not being destroyed by the lions, because he is strong, stronger than the Philistines. Oh, I know you're thinking of Daniel in the lion's den, but that doesn't bother me, because David can stand up to anything, remember? And he stood up to the greatest terror that his nation ever knew. And with a belief in the divine within him, the belief in him, he was able to slay the terror and put it to rest. And so we see David slaying the terror and putting it to rest. Are we ready to do that with our emotions? Our emotions get the best of us a lot of times. We feel that life's not fair to us. Life's not good to us. It just isn't right. Like May feeling Kip died. Why did he have to die? Because she was so dependent on him. Well, we don't know why he had to die. We just know that he died. And we know that May lives. And so we see her doing everything beautiful, harmonious, and joyful for her. We see her being a beautiful expression of harmony and goodness. We see evil people living, and we see negative people, positive people, good people dying. And we say to ourselves, why is that? You know, we think that the bad people would die and the good people would live. Well, all people are good and all people are bad. All people are right and all people are wrong. All people are marvelous and all people are not so marvelous. And we are without judgment. So we don't see the good or the bad. And we don't say, well, why is May, with all her suffering, having to live so long when it would have been easier for her to move out? Well, she has a mission to carry on for herself, in herself. And she must be a very beautiful, a very wonderful woman, and a very strong woman, to be able to carry this out. You wimps, you complain about your little problems. Just read the story of Job, and then you'll read the story of a real problem. And can you stand up under all circumstances? Can you stand up when they're calling you names and say, so they say? Can you know the truth about yourself under all circumstances? And the answer is no. You can, but you don't. And the reason you don't is because you let your emotions run ragged with you. Your emotions reflect your real feelings. When you doubt yourself, your emotions show that forth very strongly. When you believe in yourself, your emotions show that strongly. You say to a little boy, "You're a genius." "Yes, I know." And you think to yourself, "Boy, where's your humility, kid?" Well, he doesn't need humility. He doesn't know that it's wrong to say that he is wonderful. And we should not know it's wrong to say we're wonderful. We should know that it's right to proclaim, "This is the day of the Lord. This is the day that God hath made, and all is right in the temple." This is the day. This is the beautiful day that I say I am God. This is the beautiful day that I say all is right with my world. This is the beautiful day. Are you ready for such a day?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then, yes. Let your emotions reflect your real feelings, but be sure what your real feelings are. If your real feelings are ones of joy and love and peace and harmony, that's fantastic. But if your real feelings are ones of sadness for yourself, it's obvious. It's obvious. You can see people feeling sorry for themselves because they don't have certain experiences. And you can see other people being delighted that they don't have certain experiences. So it's all a matter of how we look at it and how we go about life. So let's take this quotation here. Our emotions reflect our real feelings. Our emotions reflect our real feelings. I have a whole bunch of quotations I've taken from different books and rewritten them a little bit. Some of them are pretty much the same. But they will make good topics for our talks. Let's us be thankful that our body is the temple of the living spirit and that it is whole and perfect. And let us be thankful that we have a little ache now and then that reminds us to say, "I'm whole and perfect." We don't need big aches to say "I'm whole and perfect." Just say it with the little aches. And you'll remember it then. And you'll have that as yours. And then your emotions will really express your real feelings of who you are. So, go for it. Love it. Enjoy it. And remember, I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. I love you.
I appreciate that.